Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Before we start today's show, we want to let you know that starting Monday, May 11th, the Reporter Roundup will be called the LA Report. If you're already a subscriber, you won't need to change anything. And if you're not, you'll be able to find and subscribe to the LA Report on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. Thanks for listening. Today, getting ready for phase two of reopening the state, when we can expect Hollywood to return, and the mental health toll the virus is taking. But first, David Wagner reports on the devastating economic impact the pandemic is having on the state.
Well, yeah, the economic fallout continues to be staggering. California is now looking at a state budget deficit of $54 billion. That's bigger than the deficit we had during the Great Recession, and it's going to completely wipe out our reserves. We're also looking at an 18% unemployment rate. We know that already about one in five California workers has applied for unemployment benefits, but a lot of them are still struggling to get those benefits. So for instance, today I had a story about professional actors. They're all pretty much out of work right now, but some of them are actually getting kicked off their unemployment benefits because of work they did years ago. That's because the state's unemployment system counts their residuals from past performances against their current weekly benefits. So this is just one example where people are really having a tough time getting through the state's complicated unemployment system. And I guess the bottom line here is that we're seeing unprecedented economic impacts from the coronavirus, and the state is really struggling to keep up.
With a second phase of Governor Newsom's reopening plan beginning Friday, businesses here in LA are getting prepared. Here's Lisa Brenner with more on what to expect.
Yes, we are entering phase two. The state has a plan to reopen, and that's six metrics with phases on phases. LA County also has a plan. That's all about stages and batches. And then the city of LA also has a plan, and that's five key pillars. And if that sounds confusing, it's just because it is. But the thing you need to know right now is that starting tomorrow, some retail shops in LA can reopen, and the shops in this batch are the florists, toy stores, bookstores, clothing stores, music stores, and sporting goods stores. But this is for curbside pickup only. All the actual shopping still needs to happen over the phone or online. And then the following day, on Saturday, the hiking trails and the golf courses reopen. And that's for most of the LA City and LA County run locations. Everywhere, face coverings are still required, and so is physical distancing. There is also some official guidance out now to help businesses, business owners navigate their customer and employee safety. On the LAS website, we have a massive pandemic resource called the No Panic Guide, and you can find links to all of that guidance and more details in there.
Next, on today's Air Talk, which airs live weekdays at 10 a.m. on KPCC, we invited calls about what it would take to get Hollywood back up and running again. Matthew D'Angelo Antonio reports.
Well, I mean, it really depends on who you ask, Adrian. Obviously, the big concern right now is that in a few months, you know, there's content on shelves right now, but in a few months, there might not be. And with no production going, there's not new stuff being produced. So folks that you might think probably are still working are. We heard from an animator today, a conductor, a voiceover actor, all of whom said they've kind of been able to keep things going by working from home. But then we also heard from folks who work on live action sets, like directors and hairstylists and, you know, production designers, who said they're having to take real precautions and concerns about how are we going to make a movie when you can't have large groups of people. They're going to have to be, it seems, the bottom line is standardized safety precautions across the industry to decide things like how is food going to be monitored on set tables, how are actors and actresses going to shoot intimate scenes or romantic scenes, and will there be testing required? And that's not even to broach the subject of ensuring all of these productions against infection and that kind of thing. So it's going to take a lot, but there does need to be some sort of organized, coalescing sort of standard safety measures that are put in place before production can really begin again in earnest.
And finally, Robert Garova has an update on the health impact, both physical and mental, coronavirus is taking.
Yeah, sadly, LA County reported an additional 51 deaths today. We had 815 new cases. Our public health director stressed that even though some businesses are going to be opening up with restrictions like Lisa talked about, it does not mean that we're in a post-COVID-19 world yet. I've also been speaking with advocates this week who are worried about a looming mental health crisis. A crisis within a crisis is what State Senator Jim Bell called it. He heads up the Select Committee on Mental Health in the State Senate. We also know that calls here in LA County for referrals and information to LA County's Department of Mental Health line were up about 20% in March and April. That's over the year previous. You know, at the same time, the virus is causing more people to reach out for help on that line. You're seeing the state's prisons and jails releasing thousands of inmates, many of them who already had mental health issues. Advocates are worried about all of this because the state doesn't really have a plan right now for how to address this. Definitely not the money to deal with repercussions of the virus. We heard Matt talk about the budget being hammered, and it's especially going to show up with our mental health services.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.